Joining us on the line is Tom Bevan, co-founder and publisher of Real Clear Politics. Must read if you follow politics in this country. Every day it's on my list of things to look at before I do the show. Good morning to you, Tom Bevan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. There was a CNN poll yesterday and that shows that, if this poll is accurate, that Trump has closed an 11-point gap with Hillary Clinton. And when you consider all four of the candidates, now leads Clinton nationally by 2 points. That is impressive, but it's not the whole story. Tell us why it's both impressive and not yet the whole story.
Well, look, a lot of people have been making hay over the sample of that poll and saying it's too Republican, it's too favorable to Donald Trump, and there's been some readjusting or unskewing, if you will. Look, this is where we get to the point where, you know, polling is an art as much as a science in terms of, you know, how you model the electorate, who you think is going to turn out in November, and then the questions you ask, the order you ask them, all of that stuff. So I will sound like a broken record, but say, as I do every time I'm on this show and others, like, we do ourselves and I think our viewers and listeners a disservice when we make too much out of any one poll.
Right.
And so, you know, we had this NBC News SurveyMonkey poll come out showing that there was no movement. But we also have seen Fox News showed the race closing to 2 points. IBD had the race closing to tie. So if you look at all this data in the aggregate, you know, to get a sense of where things stand, I think it's clear that this race has tightened and is close. I mean, it's close. I think at the national level, we have Clinton up 2.4% in our four-way average.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at some of these battleground states, Trump is trailing in most of them, all of them except Iowa, in our averages right now. But he's within striking distance. And if we could start getting some of this battleground data that reflects the tightening that we've seen in the national numbers, those leads are going to shrink even more for Clinton. So I think we've got ourselves a race here as we head into the final 2 months.
Well, and Ryan Priebus actually predicted that it would be almost even by Labor Day. He may be not far off. I agree with you. It's the trend you look at, and the trend looks like it's tightening. But the battlegrounds, really, when you run an election, it's not a national election. It's 50 state elections, and you got to get 270 electoral votes. And in the battleground states that Trump needs to win, he's got some heavy lifting to do.
Well, he's definitely behind. There's no question about it. And he's definitely, his path is narrow. I mean, Clinton can lose a variety of these states and still get to 270. Trump has to win most of them. But you look at Florida, for example. We've got polls there, one poll showing Trump ahead by a couple, one poll showing the last two polls, one showing Trump up a couple, one showing Clinton up a couple. We just saw a poll come out in Wisconsin, the Marquette University poll, which is a pretty good, well-respected poll there, that showed that race at 3 points, which was a bit of a shocker. So there's evidence out there that Trump is not out of this thing. He is trailing in these key states, and he's got to win Florida. He's got to win Ohio. He's got to win North Carolina. I mean, those are must-haves if he's going to have any chance, and he's trailing in all of those. But again, I think the electorate is a little more volatile than people are giving credit. Everyone said, well, this is baked in, and you know, Clinton's lead is solid and substantial. I don't necessarily agree with that analysis. I think there's more swing out there than we're perhaps seeing or allowing for. And we'll see how that plays out.
So, Tom, any sense of how the ground game effort is impacting the polls at all? Because, of course, we know that there's this talk about Trump not having that great of a ground game in the, you know, the key battleground states. What's your sense of that?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, that depends on this. This goes back to, you know, the 2012 election. And we talked about the modeling the electorate. And Republicans were absolutely certain that given the metrics that we saw, the unemployment rate, the presidential job approval, all those things, that there's no way that Obama could turn out his coalition at the same levels he did in 08. And in fact, he did, because he had a superior turnout operation. Clinton is definitely pouring money into these states. The RNC will tell you, however, that even though Trump has outsourced his ground game to them, they feel pretty good about where they are in some of these states. I just met with someone from the RNC last week to get a sense of what's going on, and they were making the argument to me that they're doing a lot better than people are giving them credit for in terms of ground game in some of these battleground states.
Got it.
So we will have to see, but it's going to come down to turnout, and you've got lack of enthusiasm on the Democratic side.
Absolutely.
which I think is another thing that people are not really paying enough attention to. That CNN poll that Brian mentioned earlier, you go look at the numbers on whether you're more excited to vote in this election or less excited. Democrats are down like 20 points from this year versus 2012. Republicans are up 8 points. So
right.
That's something that could come into play as well.
And what do you think about the impact of the minority vote? Because obviously Obama running in 08 and 12, 08 obviously was historic. Do you think that's going to have any impact at all?
Sure. I mean, look,
Clinton, right.
Hillary Clinton has done a pretty good job of taking over Obama's coalition, inheriting it, and getting the same numbers. She's winning about the same numbers, if not doing a little bit better among Hispanics than Obama did versus Romney. And she's doing pretty well with African-American voters. And she's getting 90%. Part of that has to do with Trump, his struggles with African-American voters. But the question is, right, are these folks going to turn out at the same level?
Exactly.
And we saw this big John Martin piece in the New York Times a couple days ago saying that young African Americans are much more skeptical about mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton, not nearly as excited to turn out for her as they were for Barack Obama. Same thing with Hispanics. This is going to matter in some of these states. And we won't know that until Election Day. There's the idea that, you know, people may not be enthusiastic about the turnout anyway. Well, we'll have to see about that.
Yeah, one of the things that I noticed in looking at the, and again, you right to say that one poll does not make an election or does not give you a true accurate sense of it all. But I did notice an interesting statistic in that CNN poll about the number of Republicans who say they will support Trump. It was 92% Democrats said they would vote Hillary, and 90% of the Republicans. So if there's this big never Trump movement, it's not much of a movement.
I think that's right. I think the never Trump folks, have been they're small, but they're vocal because a lot of them exist within the elite pundit class.
And right.
They have, you know, they write for magazines or they get on TV. I'm not sure. I've never been how sure. It's been impossible to quantify how big that movement is around the country. And so, you know, typically you will see voters in these parties. Partisanship really is one of the real driving forces in our elections mm-hmm. these days. And so typically you will see, voters who declare themselves Republican will come home, as they say, in the end. And we've certainly started to see a little bit of that with Trump. And I think that's part of what's helped, bolster his numbers here. As we get down the stretch.
All right. Listen, Tom Bevin with Real Clear Politics, it is always a pleasure to have you. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Great to be with you. Thank you.